Unfortunately, news is breaking that the post office in Anagra, where I actually live, is closing in the next 6 weeks, and this is absolutely no reflection whatsoever on the postmistress that's there, that has given an unbelievable service to our community, her and her workers, over many, many years, and I want to acknowledge that. But unfortunately, where we are now at the moment is that the post office will close in 6 weeks unless we get somebody who has an interest. Now, there has been a good number of people who have been in contact with An Post, had sat down, had discussions with them, but it's not economically viable for them. When you look at what is an offer and you break down between rates and rents and electric and other charges, you'd be working for minimum wage or even less than minimum wage. Now, I've been in contact with An Post. I had a good conversation with An Post. The person in charge here doesn't want to see Anagra close, and I believe that, because over the many years been dealing with An Post, when we see the likes of Al Jaharan and Wonwag Agascarta Haike and other post offices closing over a number of years, and obviously there are still closures facing other parts of our county as well, unfortunately. But, and I do believe that they want to keep the doors open, but unfortunately An Post, the powers that be, are where the responsibility really lies, is what the government here, that what they're offering isn't anywhere near enough. Now, I've been in contact with Charlie McConnell-Logan, but while we have thought that Charlie Fonia, who has agreed to have an emergency meeting with me in relation to this, myself and others from the business community will be meeting with Charlie. I'm hoping to get word today on when that meeting will take place. I spoke to him yesterday and specifically had good lengthy conversation with him this morning, and he has agreed to meet, and I'm grateful for that. But it's not for me, it won't be enough just to have a meeting and to listen to what we have to say. I have to be coming out of that meeting what solution coming from the minister who has responsibility here, and how we're going to work to keep our post office closed. And if you look at it, Donald, this last while, you know, we're seeing the school closing in the Doherty, services that we depend heavily on within a rural setting, been lost due to the fact that there hasn't been the focus and the interest and the investment into rural areas. We in Anagra have lost a service, our doctor, our surgery after COVID. There was a decision made by what I believe to be the doctor not to reopen that service again, and then that pushes people into more urban areas to find the services that they need. We have to keep small, vibrant villages like ours alive. It is absolutely vital for the community, for the economy, and for our language.
On the face of it, it seems that what is necessary here is for Minister McConnell-Logue, with responsibility for post offices, to give An Post the power and the resources to put better financial conditions on the table in order for somebody else to take up this contract. Do you have any faith that that is going to happen?
Well, look, the fact that Charlie's agreed to meet, I am grateful for that. But like I says, this meeting can't be just about just meeting us and hearing what we have to say. We all know the story here. What we need is a meeting, which we're getting, but we need to be leaving that meeting. What solutions and the way forward, and making sure the doors don't close in 6 weeks' time, and that we in Anagra lose the post office. Now, what do you call it? We have seen other services that we fought for. If you look lately with the airport and Braj, Donegal Airport, Airport Donegal, we fought, we won that, and I hope to see the answers to the questions that I'm looking for once I meet with Charlie. Look, you know, in the past we had protests and we had meetings in relation to Bunbug and other post offices closures, and I'm not ruling that out here either, but I'm hoping that we don't have to go to that point, and hopefully Charlie will have the answers that we badly need here. We're a rural area, the Gaeltacht, we badly neglected as a county, and especially in the Gaeltacht over successive governments. We cannot continue to be failed, because we do deserve better.